All right, let's try those first few measures once more, and make sure you bring out the melody in the right hand. Make it sing. Better, much better. If you sing the melody in your mind as you play, then your fingers will match. And remember, you need to place your second finger on the C here, or else you'll run out of fingers by the time you get to the end of this measure. Whatever fingering you just improvised might work now, but it won't serve you once we increase the tempo. Go ahead, try it once again for me, and correct your fingering this time. Oh, that's better. Yes, like that. Good. I'll mark a 2 here, so you won't forget it. And make sure that you change the pedal regularly. In these measures here in the section, every time the harmonies change, you need to change the pedal approximately 6 times per measure here. You'll need to change the pedal more frequently later on, but that will be the subject of another lesson. One last thing, and then we'll move on. I'm going to circle this mezzo forte here. You're playing it as if it were forte, but Chopin would seem to prefer otherwise. In a few measures, you see, you'll begin playing forte and then fortissimo, so don't give away your cards too soon by giving us forte in the beginning. There we go. Would you like to go over that again, or shall we move on? Oh my, never mind. It seems we are out of time. We'll have to continue this next week. Is there anything else about this piece that you would like to address? We haven't time to go through it now, but I can make a note of it for next time. No? Oh my dear. Are you feeling unwell? You've been quieter than usual today. You are usually soft-spoken, but today it feels as if something is wrong. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. You feel apprehensive about telling me? Why? You think I would be disappointed? My dear, I highly doubt that. What? You wish to end our lessons permanently? May I ask why? Well, perhaps I am thinking too highly of myself, but I was under the impression that you enjoyed our time together. Is that no longer true? Oh, you are to be married? And and your fiancé feels that you no longer have any need for our lessons now that you are betrothed. I suppose I understand that reasoning. When your parents hired me to teach you, their intention was always to have you perform for some young gentleman. And now that you are to be wed, well, there is no more need for piano, is there? How long have you known about this? 3 months? Why did you never say anything to me? Ah, yes, of course. You didn't want to upset me. I must thank you for trying to spare my feelings, but I wish you would have told me sooner. Why? Well, I would like to know that my favorite student is getting married. Much as I loathe to end our time together, I'm more than happy to share in your jubilation as you enter a new stage of your life. I see. So you are less than thrilled about this match. I'm sorry to hear that. I imagine that your reservation about this fellow contributed to your reluctance in informing me about it. And you two fought when he instructed you to end our lessons? He believed them to be a distraction? Well, maybe I am in no position to speak on the matter, but I cannot say that I agree with him. The value of music is so much greater than as a mere parlor trick to impress some young man. Although, I know you well enough to predict that you agree with me. There is no need to preach to you about the value of our time together, when I know how profoundly you enjoy music for all that it has to offer. I suppose it's not very constructive of me to debate about it when the decision has already been made, much as I disagree with its logic. Sweetheart, I never wanted to make you feel uncomfortable, but I feel that there is something I must share with you. Now that I'm like no longer your teacher, it seems like this is the opportune moment to get this off my chest. You know that you are dear to me, don't you? I've always been exceptionally fond of you, and that affection has only grown over the years. And it has blossomed into something more than just fondness. You are an intuitive young woman. You must have heard the anguish in my voice when you told me that you were getting married. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, sweetheart? I love you. I have loved you since the moment you began taking lessons with me. I think I was never truly conscious of it until recently, though. Your enthusiasm, your sweetness, your beauty, all of it captivated me entirely. And your natural given talent at the piano is extraordinary. But you are also patient and perseverant in your learning. It's something that I admire greatly about you. Even more than that, your musicality is unlike anyone I ever taught. Sometimes I think it even goes beyond my own skills. The way you immerse yourself in your music, How enthralled you always look as you play. I confess, you often made it difficult for me to concentrate on critiquing your playing. Instead, I consistently found myself lost in your spell. I'm rambling now, aren't I? I apologize if this comes as a shock to you, but sweetheart, please, we cannot do this. Please, please, darling, I know what I said was inappropriate, but this is entirely beyond the pale. Stop. You need to stop. I must admit, that is not the reaction I expected from you. If I can be so bold, I take this to mean that you reciprocate my feelings. You love me? Darling, please listen to what you're saying. No, I don't mean to insult you. Not at all. Nor am I trying to insinuate that you're reckless with your feelings. I only meant that you would be wise to reevaluate your emotions. Do you think that maybe you are redirecting your affections onto me, partly because of your current displeasure with your fiancé? No, I'm not trying to psychoanalyze you. I just want to ensure that you're certain. The words that we have expressed just now, they are not to be taken lightly. I trust that you share my perspective on that. You do love me. Oh, sweetheart, nothing can make me happier than knowing that you love me. You taste so sweet. All this time, and we could never say it. We never said a word to one another. Every week for our lessons, the tension between us escalated. At times I thought the proper thing to do was to cease our lessons, give you some false excuse, tell you that I wanted to do greater things with my career beyond teaching. But I couldn't bear the thought of being parted from you. I had to give myself some reason to see you, even if it was only once a week, even if I knew that you were never returning my feelings. It was sweet torture. God, I love your lips. But I want more. If I descend here to your neck and down to the place where it meets with your shoulder, you're so sensitive here, aren't you? Maybe a little bite would get your attention. Mm-hmm. That was quite a squeal, my love. Was that pain or pleasure, I wonder? You know, there are other, more sensitive places that could elicit a similar reaction. But this dress would need to come off first. May I? Don't fret. No one will come in now. I always lock the doors, remember? The servants are busy with their tasks and they know not to interfere with my lessons. And the blinds are drawn. No one will see you but me. Or is that the cause of your concern? Yes, the flush on your cheeks has deepened. You do not need to fear my gaze. It holds nothing but affection for you. Don't hide from me, my love. I only want to worship the rest of you. That's much better. Finally, some release from all those layers. Why don't you take those undergarments off and I will work on my own clothes for a moment. Oh, my love, I told you before, you need not cover yourself. Your body is exquisite. Let me see all of you. You are lovely. Every part of you is a masterpiece. And are your eyes pleased as well? My form is nothing compared to yours, but I hope it can give you some satisfaction. Now, about these other places that need attention, I think your tits are our first priority, yes? Your nipples are quite eager to be stroked, aren't they? I could circle their outline with my fingers and maybe give them a gentle twist. Oh, yeah? You're lucky that I'm not a guitarist, dear, or else this might not feel as pleasant for you. And look at that. Watch how they come to life. The nipples, they swell so much under my touch. You want me to suck on them? With pleasure. I know I could extract more squeals from your sweet lips. A bite or two could work as well. Lightly, I promise. Yeah. Sing for me. We are in my conservatory after all. It seems only right. Oh, darling, your knees are trembling. Come. Sit on the piano bench again. Face me, yes. There we go. Let me kneel before you. Perfect. Can I continue? Oh, thank you, love. Why don't you spread your legs for me? That's it. Your breasts were not enough for me. I need to savor your pussy as well. Let go there. Even sweeter down there. Yeah, down here, love. It's so sweet. You like it, do you? Yeah, I can notice you like it. Yeah, let you immerse yourself in the pleasure. I can't take this anymore. I need to feel you in my cock. Is that what you want, my love? Death. Oh, good. Come here. On my lap. Ride me. Why the hesitance, sweet girl? You often tell me about your equestrian exploits, and your parents are always boasting about how accomplished you are on the horseback. Should be easy for you. Yeah? Now, sit in my lap, facing me. That's it. Good. Did you feel that? My cock pressing against your pussy lips. It is eager to be inside you. I can feel your wetness dripping down on it. Oh, grind against it. Get a sense for its size. Oh, are you ready? Oh, it will fit. Don't you worry about that. Just go slowly. Oh, yeah, sink down at it. As gently as you can. Don't take it all at once. Good. Oh, fuck. Oh, surprised to hear such obscenities from me, are you? You know very well that I always try to keep my composure, but admittedly, that is becoming increasingly more difficult. Get an idea. Keep descending. Don't stop. Go at your own pace, my love. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're tired. Oh, I'm not hurting you, am I? Good. Just a few more inches, love. You can do it. You've done so well already. That's it. You've done it. That's all on me. How do you feel? A little uncomfortable? Stay still for a moment. Let yourself adjust. The discomfort will fade away. Just give yourself some time. Better. Good. Now, I want you to start moving. bounce up and down on my cock, slowly at first. You know, the right moment there, just do what you feel. It's natural. That feels good, doesn't it? My cock stroking your most sensitive place. That special spot just within your pussy. Yes, at the right angle. An extra sensation. Don't get too loud, my love. Remember, we're not alone in this house. Bite your lip if you need to. Bite it. Much as I love to hear your moans, I don't know if the servants will appreciate as much. They are working, after all. And we don't want them gossiping, do we? Good God, you look so exquisite when you bite your lip like that. Watching it blush as your eyes glaze over with pleasure. Knowing that I am giving you that pleasure. It is almost too much for me. Yes. Long, deep strokes. I'm not in a rush. Let's enjoy this while it lasts. So good now. Oh yeah, you feel it. You're close. Oh, good. Stay with it. Don't shy away from that feeling. Don't do it. Jump. Oh yeah. Take your finger here now. I show you. Rub your little clit for me. Be gentle with it. It's too sensitive. Yeah, put it there, yeah, I'll show you. Oh, fuck, your pussy gets so much tighter when you do that, yeah? Keep moving, yeah, keep rubbing yourself. Yeah, that's it. A good girl. Oh, shit, oh, fuck, it's so good. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep on. Yeah. I want you to tell me when you're there. All right. I want you to. Yeah. Tell me. And then I'll come with you. Almost there. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. It's so good now. You feel it. You're rubbing yourself. And you're feeling me inside you. Yeah. We have the rhythm now. We're in harmony. Just like we are playing four-hand piano. Oh, it's so great. Oh, my love. Yeah, my love. You're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. Yes, don't hold back. Please. Oh, you're closer. You're right there. Go faster now. Yeah. Come for me now. Just give it when you feel like it. Give it to me now. Yes, you can. Keep breathing, darling. Slow and deep. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Try to steady yourself. Oh, I know. Those last little tremors, they will stop soon. It will only be a few more months. Let the last waves flow through you. Just focus on me. I've got you. You're safe with me. Feel better now? Let me wrap my arms around you. Hold you close to me, against my chest. Feel my body wrap you up, keeping you safe. I'll brush that hair out of your face. I'll stroke your cheek. I want to admire this face. Stare into those stormy eyes of yours. I want to sear it all into my memory. Oh, yeah. Yes, we're so close. Give me your hands. These beautiful hands. They always amazed me, you know, that these small, delicate things could produce such art. Allow me to kiss your fingers. One by one. Each of them is a treasure. But I think your lips are the sweetest part of you. In all the years I've taught you, not once did I envision us ending up like this. I never imagined that you would share my feelings or that we should enjoy such pleasure together. Yeah, your spell has worked its magic once again. And this is a memory I will always cherish. Oh, sweetheart. This can never happen again. This was a moment of weakness on both our parts. You are marrying another. We both know that when we began and we proceeded anyway, it was wrong. No, sweetheart, I loved every minute of it. Listen to me. Listen to my words. I love you. You know I do. However, that does not change the fact that we made a mistake. We gave in to our most primitive desires, and we betrayed someone in the process. You may feel no warmth for your future husband, but you are still bound to him. And I think your fiancé is more prophetic than either of us could have guessed. I am a distraction for you, as you are for me. Sweetheart, that's not what I meant at all. I do love you. That was never in doubt. You are a beautiful young woman, engaged to, presumably, a wealthy and influential young man. And I have nothing to offer you beyond a commonplace instruction of the piano. You should not give your heart to me. I don't want to ruin your life or your reputation. If we were to continue this relationship, then that would undoubtedly be the result. As unhappy as you are, or you may be when we part, you will be even worse. So if all your future prospects are destroyed, I would never forgive myself if I was responsible for your misery. You say you don't care, but I promise you, you will. Your honor will never recover from this if anyone ever found out, and you will surely care then. I know your parents all too well. They would never forgive such an act, and the world we live in would never forgive you either. Please, dear, if you never took any of my other advice to heart, then at least accept what I've just told you. You are an intelligent girl. You know what the right choice is. For both our sakes, we must pretend as if this never happened. Oh, this does not change how I feel about you. And I hope that you will not despise me for my making this decision for you. In time, I trust that you will come to appreciate my reasoning and forgive me. Until then, it's best if we go our separate ways. If you can convince your fiancé that music is still a worthy pursuit for you, then you should seek out a new teacher, someone whose abilities well match with yours. If not, then you should still continue to play. You are remarkably talented. Never forget that. Never. Either way, I hope you will remember our time together fondly. I certainly will.